just thrilling hearing you sign on from 42 states, Canada, Australia, and Belgium. So we're very representative. I was just thinking this morning before the call, it is written in Ephesians chapter 1, in that prayer we always pray that there are three things God wants us to understand and give us the spirit of revelation on. And one of them is the riches of his glory in the saints. And when I hear you sign on from 42 states, Belgium, Australia, Canada, I think, oh my, the riches of the glory of his inheritance. That's in you. We inherited him, but he inherited us. And on this phone call this morning, there is a richness of glory, God's inheritance and glory that has come together to pray. I want to, every single day, I am more convinced of the power of prayer. The privilege of prayer is so amazing that God has ordained it that we can ask him, he hears us, and he answers our prayers. That's marvelous. And I every single day it seems more precious and more real to me. And every single day I'm more cognizant of his answers. I know we weren't the only ones praying about Jared Kushner's visit to Israel. That's the president's son-in-law. And he went to have a visit in Israel with both to talk about the peace process. We prayed, if you remember, that his eyes would be open, that he would not be blinded, and that is exactly what happened. When he met with Mahmoud Abbas, who is the so-called representative of the Palestinian people, though they don't recognize him as so, it seems the Western world has been blindly assuming that he has the backing of the Palestinian people to make a peace process with Israel. He does not. And he is a supporter of terrorism. Mahmoud Abbas, or some call him Abu Mazen. Jared Kushner visited him. They described the meeting as tense, and that he came away, one news reporter said, he came away with such a negative idea that the president, even our president, even considered pulling out of the peace process. Now, I noticed today that the State Department, and the State Department needs help. The State Department said, oh, no, no way, shape, or form are we pulling out of the peace process. But it's on very shaky grounds. We know that according to the Bible, it won't be. But we don't want the United States of America pushing it like we have in past years and bringing pressure on Israel to give away land for peace or make concessions that they dare not make. So we want to thank the Lord. We thank you right now, Father, for how that meeting went. We just are so thankful, and we just praise you that the representative of our government had his eyes open and was not deceived. And we do pray that for our leaders, Father, concerning Israel, that their eyes will be open to the truth of the matter, and they will not be deceived by what has been roasted, what has been raised up, lies have been raised up against them in the past. Oh, Father, we come to you, and we're so thankful for that scripture which tells us to do so. It is written in 1 Timothy 2:1, that first of all, we should pray for those in authority, for our leaders. It says kings, but we know that in these days we have mostly presidents and prime ministers. And so I know Australia is on the line and Canada on the line have prime ministers. We in the United States have presidents, Father, in the name above every name. How very thankful we are for leaders that would recognize Israel and its place in the plan of God. We pray for their eyes to stay open to these things. Stay open to Genesis 12:3, that if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. Lord God, how thankful we are. How thankful we are, dear Father, for every protection that you give the leaders, that you give the leaders of Israel, and you give the leaders of the United States.
particularly for the United States right now, and I'm sure Canada, Australia are praying for their prime ministers. Oh, God, give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Let the eyes of their understanding be enlightened, that they might know, Him. All treasures of the Godhead are in Him. May He today open the eyes of the blind, cause them blind eyes to see. Father, some are just ignorant. They haven't been exposed to the words of the Bible. Oh, God, but we do pray in the name above all names that You'll have a drawing to Your word for our leaders, that they'll be drawn to what it says about Israel. We particularly lift up the administrative office. We lift up our president, vice president, all concerned in the White House. We pray for safety. We pray for strength of body. We pray, dear Father, for wisdom. We pray that You'll speak to them. Speak to them, Lord. Speak to them even in the nighttime. We lift up together here, Father, from 42 states. And I could have missed someone. We lift up together our judicial, and we thank You for some of the decisions that have come, dear Father, out of the highest court in the land. And so we know You are at work there. We know that You are at work on our behalf, and You are at work on Israel's behalf. And we thank You, dear Father, for our senators and our congressmen, congresspeople. We pray, dear Father, that You will think through their minds in the name above all names. There was a cyber attack yesterday, Lord, which You well know. You knew it before it ever happened, affecting the Ukraine, affecting European countries, affecting India. It's one of the ransomware cyber attacks. And so, dear Father, as the nations are meeting even now, and these things that are so out there and really speaking out there in the cyber world, oh, God, protect us. Protect us, Lord. As long as the church is here, as long as the body of Christ is here, Father, we need all facilities working for us to spread the word, spread the good news, spread the fact that we must bless Israel. Heavenly Father, we do pray in the name above all names, that as those leaders of the world are meeting, even right now, that You, Father, would think through their minds and show them how. Show them how to bless. This is nothing big to You. This is nothing big to You. You know about this, Father, far before we ever knew anything about it. And You who are called the Shomer, the watchman over Israel, who never sleeps nor slumbers. In the name above all names, Father, we ask that You give those nations, dear Father, that aim to be sheep nations, and Israel, Lord, those nations, dear Father, we ask that You give them insight, and You give them answers, and You give them witty inventions, as it is written in Your word, that You give them asulamakaya nihiliantambra tose de kalata. You give them ideas, the scientists, the computer people, that You show them how. We rest in this, Father. We do know that it is written, oh, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of His calling. Dear Father, in the name above all names, as we come, knowing that when You lifted Him, when You quickened Him, You put Him above all principality, power, might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but all that is in it that is to come. You put all things under His feet and gave Him head over all to the ecclesia, the church, which is His body. And we, who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. When you quickened him, you quickened us. When you raised him, you raised us. When you seated us in him. And now, here we are, Father, sitting there at your right hand, and also here on the earth, which gives us a right as those who came in by the natural right way. We're not usurpers like Satan. We're here on this earth because we came by God's ordained path. And Father, we're there in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father, because it's your ordained path. And from those two seats, because you told us to. You told us those who have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through one, Jesus Christ. And here we are, Lord. And here we are. We speak to the heavenlies from 42 states. And we tell you to cease and desist in your maneuvers. We come out against you with every right, with every authority. I am, in the name of Jesus, I am lifting up every caller on this line. We are one. We are one. And we come against you. And we say the blood of Jesus is our screen. Our screen against cyber activity. Our screen against any evil that would come against our people, our United States, as we go into the time of celebrating our 241st birthday, as July the 4th comes up, Father, in the name above every name, we sit in our heavenlies over our states, and we will not allow the enemy to bring forth any of his dastardly plots. If there are plots being plotted against us for our country's celebration, I ask you to reveal them. It is written in Hebrews 4:13 that nothing is hidden from your view. That you, the one with whom we have to do, you see all. We know you see. Father, you see the plots. Our friend in Belgium is there on the line. You see the plots that may be being plotted in Belgium. I saw, Father, in the news recently where you revealed some of those plots and they did not come to fruition. Oh, Father, we pray that in the name above all names. And Satan, we bind you. It is written that if we bind on earth, it's bound in heaven. If we loose on earth, it's loosed in heaven. And so every plot that you may have planned, that your planners may have planned, every one of them, we say according to Hebrews 4:13, God sees and God will reveal in the name above all names. Holy Father, we lift up the Golan. We were there just recently, and we know that there from the Golan in the north of Israel, right at Kenetra, we know that fighting is going on in those areas in Syria. And we know, Heavenly Father, that some of it has spilled over into Israel. We do thank you. I was just reading in your holy word that you keep our borders. You particularly said that of Israel. I read it in the Psalms. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for keeping her borders. We thank you for keeping the Golan border. We thank you that the tourists can still go and that people can still put their feet on that wondrous land that you have chosen as the apple of your eye. We thank you for keeping it. And Father, we do what you told us to do. You told us in the book of Isaiah. You told us in the prophet Isaiah, you told us, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, bless the Lord. You told us in Isaiah chapter 62 that I believe that that's the Messiah saying this, and we line up with him. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest. Until the righteousness thereof goes forth as brightness. Oh, dear Lord, you want Jerusalem to go forth as brightness. You want it to go forth. You want to make it a praise, establish it a praise in the earth. We know, Father, that according to Isaiah 62:6, You have set watchmen upon the walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. You that make mention of the Lord, you who are the Lord's remembrancers, keep not silence, and give him no silence till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. We are here this morning, Father, and throughout the days in our lives to give you no silence until you have made Jerusalem and the earth what you want it to be. We thank you as citizens of heavenly Jerusalem, dear Father. We thank you, dear Father. We just praise you and give you glory. And we give you no silence. We know that that doesn't mean that we have to remind you of your word, except that you have ordained it thus and so, that in remembrance you can bring to pass what you have prophesied concerning Jerusalem. Oh, dear Father, today it's on the lips of the talkers, like you said it was. And you have made it a burdensome stone. We do lift up our prospective countries. We do lift them up, dear Father, not to cut themselves on that stone, but to be in alignment with your word and your will. Oh, dearest Holy Father, you have given us a piece of that treasured land. You have given us a piece in the area where Jesus himself operated from and had his ministry operate out of the Galilee, the Galilee. Dear Father, you have given us 3 acres there. You have given it to us. It's all paid for, Lord. We just want to thank you for the decisions that have been made in our favor. We know, dear Lord, that it could not have happened without you. And they have come, and we've heard of 2 of them. We're expecting to hear any day of another one. And then we have another one coming, Lord. Oh, God, put angels on this case. We do put angels on this case. Angels go. Angels go and cause those, our plans, our papers, to come to the very tops of the desks and the tables of those who have to make decisions on them, Lord. We're asking you for quick decisions. We're asking you for everyone to be amazed at how fast these go through. And the building permits. We're not willing to take it, Lord, that everything is just so slow. We are expecting God on the scene. We don't count on men. You said that we're not to trust, like you don't, in the legs of a horse or in a man or in princes, but we're to trust in God. And Heavenly Father, you know that we need you. I need you to help us get those decisions through. And, dear Father, there is an appointment, and I don't want to tell you all what it is, but I am being considered for an appointment. And I heard news of it yesterday, and I believe it is the will of the Lord. So without knowing what it is, and I'll tell you when it happens, join me now in prayer. Holy Father, this is one of those cases, Lord, where we do pray, if it be thy will, because we don't know for sure. But I felt in prayer some time ago that you told me a call was going to come. And I believe this could be it. And if it is, I do pray that you will bring it to pass. And I do say to you, Satan will have nothing to do with it. I plead the blood of Jesus over it. Father, I want to take the time right now to lift up these prayers. Holy One, Holy One, they're so faithful. And they have families. And the families are dear to them. In the name above every name, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over every caller, everyone that they are, that's in their family, their fathers, mothers, their wives, husbands, their sons and daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, nieces, nephews. Holy Father, it's not too big to ask you today, my own family, it's not too big to ask you for blessings upon Shelley, Terry, Brenda, Chip, those to whom they are wed, my 10 grandchildren, those to whom they are wed, and my 6 great-grandchildren and myself. Spirit, soul, and body, we ask for your blessings. We ask for your blessings upon the good works that you have ordained that we should walk in. And I'm asking today, Father, that those who have called in will know and recognize. My little Isaac has told us for a long time that, and if you want to see Isaac, you can go on billybraham.org and Isaac's Little Lessons. One of them is up there. He's a really special little guy. And he has told us that years ago, he told us that Jesus in the morning gives him honey hugs. He said they are sticky. They stick to you. And you can give them away. And when you hug someone else, they'll stick to them. So somehow I'd just like to give every one of you a honey hug today. And I'd like God to give you a honey hug. And you to know that Jesus has hugged you. And I do pray, Father, there's certain things that are really big in their lives. I pray for the settling of those things. I want to remind you of some things that are coming up. And one of them is our Christians United for Israel annual summit in Washington, D.C. The official dates, 2 days of the summit, are July 17 and 18 at the Renaissance Hotel. But we're going to be there on the 16th, which is a Sunday, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, Daughters for Zion, which is a prayer group for Israel. And teaching that day will be Lynn Hammond. She is the leader of the Daughters for Zion. And also Pastor Cheryl Morrison and myself. So we'll have 10 o'clock session, 3 o'clock session, and then at night, 7 o'clock prayer and praise. It says Daughters for Zion, but we have, I think, at least a third of our company there are men. We have several hundred people that meet to pray in Washington, D.C. that day. We go up, we're going to hear at our Christians United for Israel night, our speaker is Vice President Mike Pence. We'll also be hearing throughout the day on Monday from all kinds of leaders here and around the world. And then the 18th, we go up to Capitol, and we call on our senators and our representatives in their offices. So if you can come and join us, that would be great. If you haven't registered yet, you need to register. And just go to CUFI.org, and that's Christians United for Israel, CUFI.org. Then we have coming up in August, August 18 through 20, at the Seeds of Greatness Church in Newcastle, Delaware. The Lord told us to get as close to Washington, D.C. as we can and to have an Authority of the Believers conference. So that's going to start on August 18, Friday night, all day Saturday. Then Sunday morning at the church, and Sunday night, the 20th of August, and I hear you join in there from Maryland, Virginia, from Delaware, places around that area. If you can come out to, right now, we're dealing with the Park Department, and it looks like we're going to be near the Jefferson Memorial. It's pretty well nailed down. We'll be meeting there at the Jefferson Memorial and on the mall at 7 o'clock p.m. Now, you can come to any of these meetings without being registered. Registration, if you want to register for the meeting at the Seeds of Greatness Church, just go online to billybraham.org, but it's definitely not necessary, and it is free. We just kind of like to know where you're coming from. And you can even come out to the mall with us on a Sunday night without registering, but we would like you to register so that we can have ready for you a T-shirt, and my new book, which will be out by then, First of All and the Awakenings. It starts out with talking about our President Donald Trump and his mother and how she was the product of an awakening in the Lewis Islands. And then we go into the awakenings that have out of which America was born and preserved. So that book should be ready, and we'll have it in the packet for you. If you go online to billybraham.org, you can register. And I want to pray right now, too, for we have a Champions for Christ Youth Rally coming up in July. You can find out those dates. My son Chip has it. They have wonderful times, and it's still not too late for you to get in and maybe get your church group
your youth in to that meeting, Champions for Christ meeting in July in Branson, Missouri. And if you live in the Branson area, you're welcome to come out to any of their meetings. Now, they have a whole lot of special things they do. They take advantage of a lot of special things in Branson to go to, and activities and Silver Dollar City and all kinds of things. So those are already, you know, you've got to be signed up and registered for that. But you can come out to the meetings, and they have a Holy Ghost meeting. I think that's on Thursday night. Oh, my goodness. I'll be speaking there on Wednesday, and we'll have our Wednesday prayer from there. And I think, I'm not sure which night, but one night Jerry Savelle is going to be there. He called up, and he saw some of the miracles they were having, and he said, I want to be a part of that. So we're very thankful to God for that. Oh, Lord, I just lift up Chip. I ask you to strengthen him today. I ask you, Father, to bless him spirit, soul, and body. And for Candace, spirit, soul, and body. And for Sue and everyone who has anything to do with this Champions for Christ. Oh, God, our young people, our millennials, I lift up Taylor, my granddaughter, who's moving. She's moving to Denver, and she's a television producer, and they've got a whole new thing they're doing. They're going to do an online news service for millennials. Lord, help them. Help her. This is a worldly thing, Lord, but it looks like good people are in on it. And I'm asking you, Father, that the minds of our millennials be affected for Christ. Be affected, Father, for Jesus. I lift up the blood of Jesus over the millennials, over the young people, over this meeting, over our Champions for Christ. Help us, Father, in our limited way, though there will be hundreds there, to touch them for eternity. That they'll be yours, and that you will think through their minds. Again, we lift up Lily, Father, as she's over there in Israel. You, please, think through her mind. Help her, dear Lord, to be whatever it is you called her to be and do. And we pray the blood of Jesus and protection over her as she is in the land of Israel. Lord, in the name above every name, we worship you. We thank you. We give you glory. How marvelous it is that we can meet up around the throne in prayer. In the name above every name, we give you this day and trust you with this day that you will lead us on our derrick, on our path. We know that each of us, you have designed a path for us, and we will meet you at the throne one day. And there we will see what that path was. Dear God, it is written in Psalm 25 that you are under covenant promise to reveal the secret of our lives and our paths to us. May each person on this line today be on your path. Guide them, direct them. Show them where to go and what to do in every moment. And if they're off the path, show them how to get back on it. In the name above every name, we honor you, we adore you, we praise you, we give you glory. Glory, dear Father. And in the name above all names, amen and amen. And dear ones, I love you very much. And thank you so much for joining us. It means something that we are representative here today. Thank you for doing your part. In Jesus' name, amen.